Hi there, and welcome to another podcast. I'm getting back to my favourite subject this week, which is about superheroes. And more specifically, I'm going to talk a little bit about the annual Arrowverse crossover. For those who don't know what the Arrowverse is, I'm not quite sure what you've been doing for the last 8 years, but it's a collection, it's the collective term for TV superhero shows that are on the CW in the US and Sky One over in the UK. And it's made up of Arrow, the Green Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, and soon to debut in the up and coming crossover, Batwoman. And that's what my podcast is going to be about today, is the idea or the story of what the as yet untitled crossover for this season of Arrowverse is going to be. Before I do that, I'm going to talk a little bit about the previous crossovers and how they've grown in stature and how they've grown in story and how it's sort of impacted on the characters. So the first crossover was in 2014-15 season of just The Flash and Arrow. At the time, it was just those two shows. And it was entitled Flash versus Arrow, which was a bit misleading, as they only really fight towards the end of the crossover event, which is just over the two nights. But essentially, they just help each other out with their investigations. And Barry gets I think he gets mind warped and ends up sort of being violent and aggressive. You know, they basically, Oliver has to, Green Arrow has to take him on. And then the second crossover was in 15-16 sort of seasons, and that was called Heroes Join Forces. And within that crossover, they introduced the villain Vandal Savage, the immortal villain Vandal Savage. And that was sort of a jumping off point for the introduction of the Legends of Tomorrow. Hawk Girl and Hawk Man were in this crossover. They needed to be protected by Barry, and obviously the other heroes, again, just sort of Arrow and Arrow's team and Team Flash kind of joined forces to protect them from Vandal Savage. And then the third crossover was Invasion, and that was the Invasion of the Dominators in 2016-17, and again, at that point, Supergirl had been introduced into the Arrowverse, so she was then added, her TV show was then added into the crossover episode. So you got four. You got four crossover episodes in that. And then on the final one, season just gone, was Crisis on Earth X, which is 2017-18 season. And although that's classed as a crossover, which it obviously is, it was actually done more of like a mini-series, really. It was kind of a contained story over four episodes, rather than being an episode per hero. So in the previous crossovers, the focus was on the hero of that week. So if it was the Flash's episode, the focus would be mainly on the Flash and Team Flash. When it came to the Arrow's episode, it would be mainly Arrow and Team Arrow. Whereas Crisis on Earth X went a different way and did it as like a full-on, not treated it like a mini little series, really. And that was by far and away the best crossover that they've done to date. But also with that, it was huge. It was a massive sort of undertaking, and getting all four shows into, you know, into sort of doing four episodes is apparently really, really difficult. And whilst I would say they've scaled back for the fifth crossover, I'm going to talk about a little bit about why I think that's not necessarily such a bad thing. I don't think bigger always necessarily means better. And actually, in terms of Crisis on Earth X, I'm not really sure how you go bigger than that. It was certainly an impressive spectacle. So this year's crossovers, as yet untitled, bits that we do know is that it's going to introduce Batwoman. And she is also going to then spin off into having her own season herself. I'm not sure how many episodes, but I'm guessing it'll be a bit like the first season of Legends of Tomorrow, maybe 12 episodes, maybe 13, something like that. See how people take to her. And I'd imagine that the crossover storyline, there'll be perhaps a villain or villains in the background, and there'll be a lot of unanswered questions, I'd imagine, from the crossover this year that will spin off into Batwoman's TV show, and she will then deal with the kind of the aftermath of that. But I'll talk about that a little bit more, who I think the villains might be, in a little bit. So with introducing Batwoman opens up a very interesting sort of world. Potentially it's going to be set in Gotham City, obviously that's where Batwoman is, but as we all know, that's also the home to a very famous vigilante, Batman. Now in the past, Batman's been referenced semi-heavily, I'd argue, on the Arrow, and in fact Bruce Wayne was even name-checked in the latest series of Arrow. In the Flash, not so much. There's been sort of little hints like the flashlight beacon in the sky, and Cisco mentioned that he thinks he saw that in a comic book somewhere, but it's not really as heavily referenced in the Flash. Interestingly, in Supergirl, she's actually not on what would be the equivalent of our Earth. She's actually on Earth 38. And in Supergirl, again, Batman has been there's been a masked vigilante that's been heavily linked and has been heavily dropped, in Supergirl, especially with Superman being in one or two episodes of Supergirl as well. I think Wynn refers to it twice. As first, he sort of makes a pointy little ears joke, and also he sort of references the fact that he figured that this pointy-eared vigilante and Superman were more frenemies than friends. But also Kara talks a little bit about a vigilante who loves his toys and worked with her cousin quite a lot. And this got me thinking, really, and I'll explain this a little bit more. What we do know about the up-and-coming crossover is that Superman is going to be in all three of the episodes of this crossover. Now, anyone that's watched the Supergirl TV show will know that Tyler Hoechlin's Superman is even a stretch to call him a guest star. I think he's been in maybe four episodes out of a three-season run. You know, it's not like he's the main man in that at all. He's barely referenced, really. And yet he's going to be in the main crossover event of this year, which is a pretty big deal. And I think that one of the reasons for that is I think he's going to act as the bridge for us being introduced to Batwoman. And my theory is that the whole Supergirl references to what we thought was Batman are probably going to actually turn out to be Batwoman instead. That's my first theory on that. And I think it, you know, when you actually think about it, it kind of makes sense, really. You know, you need somebody to introduce Batwoman. You know, she can't come out of nowhere, really. There has to be some connection to her, and that's again why I think that this crossover is going to take place on Earth 38 rather than Earth Prime, I think they call it, or Earth 1 they might call it in the Arrowverse. I think that it's going to take place on Earth 38. There's been a lot of rumours about the Court of Owls being the main villains of this crossover. Again, for people that don't know, the Court of Owls are based essentially rich, influential people of Gotham City that kind of shadily run Gotham City from, you know, from the dark, and kind of manipulate Gotham City to kind of get what they want, really. And again, I think that they might appear in this crossover, but it would make more sense if they were the villains for the Batgirl TV show, and I'll explain why. Why would you need Supergirl, Superman, The Flash and Green Arrow to take on the Court of Owls? I mean, there's no super threat there. So, yeah, you could call on the Green Arrow. Why not? But you're not going to need Superman or Supergirl to take on what are essentially a load of business people. So I think there's going to be potentially a bigger, more super metahuman threat. And I think that the Court of Owls might be in the background and might sort of overarch into Batgirl's season on the CW, and that would make a little bit of sense to me. And I think that that's possibly the way that the crossover this year will go. I think there's a potential really for a lot of great Easter eggs in this crossover. You know, but how does Green Arrow get on with Batgirl? A Batwoman, excuse me. You know, they're actually the only two sort of human people in all of this. That'll make an interesting dynamic. It won't be just Oliver on his own anymore, sort of, you know, looking at these superpowered people. But also in terms of a dynamic, in Crisis on Earth X, Oliver had developed a kryptonite arrow, which he used to take on the evil version of Supergirl, Ultrawoman. And I think that again, that creates an interesting dynamic, because he's the equivalent of Batman in the Arrowverse, you know, that kind of deep, dark, brooding hero, but kind of also comes up with plans on how to defeat everybody in his team, essentially. And I think that how is Oliver going to react to meeting another superpowered being like Supergirl, you know, who he potentially, a bit like Batman in Batman versus Superman, he could potentially see them as a big threat. And although they're on side at the moment, it would be interesting how he views that going forward. But also, you've got the sort of potential of the race between the Flash and between Superman, which has been done obviously in comics, and it was done recently in the after credit scene in the Justice League. And I think that those kind of things are pretty cool. Opening up Gotham City opens up all sorts of avenues in terms of Easter eggs, in terms of characters, you know, villains. You know, is the Joker going to be referenced? Is the Penguin going to be referenced? You know, is maybe Earth-38 Batman going to be referenced? What about Robin, Alfred? It just opens up so many possible options, so many possible stories. I just think it's an excellent opportunity, really. And I think that whilst this crossover is going to be over 3 episodes, I think it, like I said before, it makes sense to scale it back a bit. As long as the story makes sense, as long as it's a good story, I don't really think that that will be a problem. Obviously, in terms of this year's crossover, there's a big, I say big surprise. It wasn't that big a surprise to me. The Legends of Tomorrow aren't going to be appearing in this crossover. Hence why I keep saying it's over 3 rather than 4 episodes. But to me, that's not really a massive surprise. The Legends are, the way I view them is they're a bit like the Guardians of the Galaxy of the Arrowverse. That's not said as a pop. It's that, you know, they're more light-hearted, they're more entertaining, and I'm not really sure that they fit in with Flash and Arrow and the storyline they're going for. I don't think they really fit that. I think that's probably one thing they took into consideration. Two, does this story need time travel? No, it doesn't. Does it need a spaceship? Probably not. I mean, you've got two people that can fly. So they weren't really needed. And as I spoke about a bit earlier on Crisis on Earth X, everyone basically, all the actors were basically pulling double shifts, filming their own shows as well as Crisis on Earth X. And when you think about the logistics of pulling across 4 TV shows to do 4 episodes, it's quite difficult. It's not like back in 2014-15 when there was just 2 shows, Flash and Arrow, quite easily knock them out. And I think that that's possibly why over the seasons you've seen a drop off of main characters like Arrow and Flash interacting with each other. Before, you know, the Flash would show up from time to time in Arrow, but I think more recently the kind of the side characters have started to do that. Diggle has turned up a couple of times in the Flash. I think Felicity turned up as well in the Flash, and it just sort of happens less and less because of the sort of magnitude that it takes then to do that, which I think is a real shame because actually one of the strengths of the Arrowverse for me, just in general, is the way that Oliver and Barry interact with each other. It's just absolutely amazing. You know, the chemistry they've got between them. I just think it's a fantastic thing whenever those two are on screen together. And I think it's a real shame that that doesn't happen more often. And I think that maybe the Arrowverse needs to consider doing that a bit more often. Little smaller crossovers, if you like, or cameo appearances in each of the shows. I think that would really work well. So that's my theory on the annual Arrowverse crossover. I think either way, I think it's going to be an amazing event. They always are, to be fair. I think it's going to be brilliant. And I can't wait to see the introduction of Batwoman and see where that takes the Arrowverse. Thank you very much.